I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Listening to The Coming Out Tapes, an audio archive of LGBTQIA plus stories. Welcome to Series 2, the difficult second album, which is really trying to be more conceptual than Series 1. Every episode in this series has a theme and records coming out experiences, conversations and stories related to that theme. Think This American Life with a smaller budget and also gay. I am your host, Keris Bradley. To start Series 2, we have a Black Pride special in two halves. So I was joined by the wonderful Oz Ismail from Why Aren't You a Doctor Yet in a special crossover episode. For the first half, you can listen to the incredible people that we met and interviewed at the Black Pride UK Festival. And in 2 weeks, you can catch a special bonus episode in which Oz and I share our thoughts of the day. If you want to hear the Why Aren't You a Doctor Yet Black Pride episode, then you should check them out. They're also on the smartmaterialcollective.net, and you can find them wherever you found this podcast.
A man wearing an ASOS shirt that I just bought, so I'm glad I didn't wear that shirt.
The bright pink one?
No, the green stripy one in the distance.
All right.
All right, do you want to have a
sure.
What questions should I ask Lady Phil?
I think you should ask, tell us why you set up Black Pride. I think that's the most generic question we're going to ask.
Hi there, I'm just so happy to be on the Coming Out Tapes. My name's Lady Phil, I'm the co-founder and executive director of UK Black Pride.
And can you just tell us, as I know you're very busy, but how did this project start?
Okay, so in 2004, I was running an organisation for black lesbian women in the UK called Block. And I took them to Southend, and we recognised that actually we want to claim our space. And in 2005, we started UK Black Pride. We had some challenges. It wasn't easy. And there was a lot of resistance to setting up Black Pride. But we've just gone from strength to strength, and, you know, 14 years on, we're here now in our new home, Haggerston Park. Hopefully we'll see about 8,000 people join us.
Amazing. And what does Pride mean to you?
You know, I think Pride has so many different meanings, and for me, Pride is political. Because our beings are political. Pride is also a process. Pride is also a celebration, but Pride is also a place where people find their home, where people find their tribe, where they find their community or their communities, and they've just got like a shared commonality with people around them. And yeah, Pride is just taking pride in who you are, being who you are, whether you are trans, non-binary, gender neutral, whether you're a lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, you know, it's just about coming with your whole true self. Yeah. and it's just about coming out tapes, right? So this is what it's all about. So thank you so much, and happy Black Pride.
Is it working? All right.
So it's not video only?
No, it's just, yeah, just audio.
So you can hold the mic like very close.
Okay. Because there's a lot of noise. So why did you come to Black Pride today?
Because it is my first time in the UK. I'm attending so many Pride. And I came here because it is an opportunity for me to stand up and say what I am and who I am.
And how are you finding Black Pride?
Yeah, it is very colorful and very, very, it's like festive mood. One of the, everyone's color and yeah, it's very lovely.
And what does Pride mean to you?
Pride is like a protest for me, where I can express myself as an open gay man. I can work to shoulder to shoulder with my community, and I can openly came out on the street with my LGBT community. My name is Mohammad Naziruddin. I'm from Bangladesh, where homosexuals are prohibited, and I am open gay Asian Muslim. And whenever I say I'm gay, open gay, I feel proud. I feel relieved. And I'm thankful to God. To each of single day, I'm thankful to God to give me this unique sexual orientation. Thank you.
Right. Oh, hi.
Okay, so can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, my name is Sen. I'm here with Amnesty International UK, specifically the Rainbow Network.
And what brings you to Pride today?
So, as I mentioned, I'm here with Amnesty because we want to highlight the importance of intersectional human rights work. We're here to obviously recognize that being LGBTI is still not a safe and welcoming space for people both in the UK but also abroad. And we're highlighting today the case of Mariel Franco, who was a Black bisexual activist in Rio who was murdered last year. For our activism, and particularly the fact that she spoke out a lot against police corruption and brutality. And so that's why I'm here today, to raise awareness about her case and highlight the importance of human rights work for all of us to care about.
And how are you finding the day?
The day has been wonderful. Black Pride is such a rich and welcoming event. We were here last year, and this year it's been wonderful to see so many people come together to celebrate the richness and diversity of our communities, and especially that the sun is out. It is just a wonderful day.
And what does Pride mean to you?
Pride to me is a celebration of people as they are. As LGBTI or queer people, we often face difficulties, struggles, but within that space of trauma or hurt, there's so much fabulousness. And this is an event that highlights and showcases that to the world, and especially the kinds of intersections that you don't often see, like being Black and queer or trans and Muslim. And these are the kinds of things we need to see more of in the world.
So if people want to support the cause that you're here talking about, or they want to support you and Amnesty's work more widely, how can they do that?
I would encourage everyone to look up Amnesty UK's Rainbow Network on the Amnesty International UK website. There are details there on how to join, and follow us on all our social media, Amnesty UK _LGBTI.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, my name's Asma. I'm Asma Ashraf. I work at UCL, and I'm a member of the LGBT Equality Advisory Group.
And what brings you to Black Pride today?
So, Black Pride today, as a person of colour, I think it's important for me to be in a place where there are people of colour can come together and feel safe and be able to be who they are themselves, because there's been, you know, a lot of rejection from different parts of the, you know, the UK community, and there's also some feeling of rejection from within the LGBT community. So having this space where people of colour can be together and, you know, come together, and everyone is welcome, but it's just a really good place to be here.
And finally, what does Pride mean to you?
So Pride for me, apart from rainbows and I don't know about unicorns, but something is another unicorns, but rainbows. It's a place where people of different sexualities can, you know, be able to, you know, march yesterday, which is where I marched with my family and my children and my partner. And we were, you know, just walking through London and the crowds of people were cheering everybody. And I mean, even Oxford Street, Regent Street, everything was rainbow. And then having today as well, being in another place where people of colour and everyone else can be together. I think it's just really important that there's a safe environment and that more people are being made aware of what Pride is and it's celebrated nationally. And the thing that I really liked is that all over London there were celebrations and that was amazing.
Well, hope you have a great Pride.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're recording. Would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. What do you want me to say about myself?
Well, I don't know. How do you normally describe yourself?
So, I guess my name for starters.
Brilliant.
I'm Leslie. I'm an IT consultant within construction, which is naturally very like anti-LGBTQ. So like I work in quite a male-dominated industry and a male-dominated area, construction and IT together, but like, you know, I just do what I do, go around and talk to everyone, understand how they work, why they work, their productivity levels, and like train them up to be better people. And I work quite closely with our diversity and inclusion department.
Amazing.
And we do a lot of like flexible working, how technology fits into all of that, getting people to embrace working from like at home and like cabs and different sites, because we work in construction, we have like 20 sites across the country. So, you know, just a bit of
lovely.
That.
Would you mind describing your amazing outfit for our listeners?
My outfit today, I wanted to do something very black magic. So I thought I would go for like, if you guys can record it, you can see I'm wearing like a very Aladdin style sort of like, is this a kaftan or is this like one of those like magician style hat? But it's like, I like being a bit sporty, meshy. So I wanted to do something that is very me. And I love glitter. So I wanted to do like a glittery shirt. And I love wearing all black because bitch, it's Black Pride. Like, of course I'm going to wear black. So I wanted to do something that is so me down to a T. And now I'm about to sludge up like, what? Babe, what?
Amazing.
Hola.
So what brings you to Black Pride today?
This is my first Black Pride. I live in Hackney, and Hackney's very inclusive, open, and I thought, why not, I went to Pride yesterday, so why not come to Black Pride and like see what it's like, experience it under the whole shebang. So I wanted to just try it out.
Amazing, and what does Pride mean to you?
Pride to me means like people that naturally don't come out and embrace being themselves in the community, coming out for, even if it's just one day, coming out in the community, being themselves and feeling inspired to be whatever they want to be, like naturally every day. So Pride is like, it's like a 24-hour moment to feel what it's like, to not care about like societal rules, barriers, being in a closet, just being you. And hopefully feeling inspired to be you, like how many days they are like in a year, like all of that.
Amazing. That was absolutely perfect.
Hi, do you want to tell us who you are?
Yeah, my name's Alexi.
And I'm Sade.
Not the singer.
I was very confused for a minute. So tell us about Black Pride, what brings you here?
So we are here on behalf of a charity that we volunteer for. This is my first time at Black Pride, and I'm a little bit obsessed with it, actually.
How about
I think
you?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Have you been to Black Pride before?
Yes, yeah, so I've been coming for 4 years.
Wow, you're like a seasoned
yeah, veteran.
Yeah, yeah.
You win the prize so that you've been here the most time out of all the people expect.
Do you think so? Oh, yay, okay. Back when it was in Vauxhall, it's a really nice energy here, though, in Haggerston. Yeah. So I've been coming for a few years, and it's a nice time to come out with my friends, hang out, celebrate Black Pride.
Nice. And did you go to Pride yesterday?
Yes.
How was that?
It was amazing, actually. I was in the parade. We were both in the parade. And it was my third Pride in London that I'd been to, the first time that I'd marched. And I would say for about 50% of the time, I was in floods of tears of joy. Yeah, it was really sweet. My mum came along and I cried like a baby when I saw her, and loads of people, we were marching on behalf of the charity, and I saw quite a lot of people who sort of said thank you to us from the crowd, which was amazing. And it made me realize that a lot of the people who were there, or at least some of the people who were there, we might have had some interaction with, or we might have helped out. And some people have actually said that to me today at Black Pride, which is amazing. So,
and tell us what Pride means to you.
Pride is just about celebrating who you are, being able to be yourself. You don't even have to be out. It's just staying true to yourself without judgment and fear of loving who you want to love, identifying how you want to identify. Just being proud of being who you are, basically.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
So whenever you're ready.
How does that sound?
Very quiet.
Oh. Sound better?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so there's a podcast. I need to follow you guys.
Yes, well, would you like a badge?
Yes, please.
I can give you a badge.
I love your t-shirt.
Oh, you want to read the back?
Yes.
Put it up. It's from I work for the University of Arts. And it's a student that made it. Can you read it?
And
out?
You can actually.
So the back has a box and it says, whiteness is consuming, whiteness is constricting, whiteness is invisible, whiteness is empty, whiteness is sterile, whiteness is dead.
Amazing.
It was a graduate who made it, actually. If you want to buy a shirt, you can.
Yes, yeah. How can people find this shirt?
Instagram. But I don't know. I'll just, yeah. Let's do that first and then
okay.
I'll give you the Instagram.
Excellent.
We'll Google it and then we can.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, so do you want to tell us who you are?
Right. So my name is Zina. And what else?
What brought you to Black Pride today?
UK Black Pride. Right. Well, I'm from Holland. Nice. Came to the UK 2.5 years ago, and I think the UK or Holland definitely doesn't have the diversity when it comes to Black or POC people of color.
Yeah.
Get together, and when I came here, I guess until you didn't know. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And you never know what you miss until you see it. And I saw UK Black Pride, and I was like, "Holy shit!" That's me. That's like that is for me,
excellent.
Except for the U and the K, but Black Pride, pretty much.
And have you been to Black Pride before?
Yeah, this is third year now.
Nice. And did you go to Pride yesterday?
I went to Pride yesterday. Yes, I am part of University of Arts, and they walk during the parade. But I was viewing this year. But yeah, I'm trying to be as involved, but this day means a lot more to me.
Nice. Thanks so much for talking to us. Okay, yeah. And do you want to tell us what Pride means to you?
Pride is freedom. It's expressing who you are without being judged. It means coming home. That's what Pride means to me. Yeah.
That's lovely. Thanks so much for talking to us.
All right, cool. Thanks. To introduce yourself to this is?
Yes, I'm Thiago. I'm originally from Brazil. I've been living here in the UK for the past 6 years. I'm based in East London.
And what brings you to Black Pride today?
I think it's important to talk about intersectionality, and I thought that the opportunities to hear people talking about LGBTQ issues are really appropriate. I don't think that you can get that from the Pride London anymore, which is a little bit commercialized, I would say, and I think it's an opportunity for us to learn a bit more about our own community.
And how are you finding the festival today?
I'm loving it. I'm having lots of fun. I'm enjoying the sun. I'm enjoying the company. I'm enjoying the talks. Yeah.
Have you been to Black Pride before?
It's my first time.
And what does Pride mean to you?
It's about awareness, I guess, and about being out there and representing and also discussing issues of LGBT community and taking it to the next level. We need to be out there. We need to be aware of our own status in society and make sure that we are treated equally, you know, towards anybody.
Amazing. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And go.
Okay, great. Would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners?
Hello, my name is Hafsa Qureshi. I'm Stonewall's Biral Model of the Year 2019, and I'm at UK Black Pride 2019.
Amazing. How are you finding Black Pride?
I'm loving it so much. It's so nice to be with other queer people of colour. I feel like I don't have to explain who I am. I wear a hijab and I don't have to explain that I'm queer because everyone is just in the same space, feeling the same thing, feeling the love. It's amazing.
Is this your first Black Pride?
This is my first Black Pride and it's amazing.
And what does Pride mean to you?
Pride to me means celebrating where we've come from. It also means knowing that it is a protest and we're still fighting for our rights. But I think it's also a chance to just get together and build a community because so many of us are isolated in our pockets where we can't be queer, we can't be who we are. And this is a celebration of where we've come from and it gives us a chance to pool our resources together and create more protests, fight for our rights as much as we can.
And if people like you are like looking for your community or they want to support the work that you're doing, how can they get in touch with you or get involved?
They can contact me. My DMs are open on Twitter. Oh God, don't DM me anything weird. But it's at Ms. Hafsa Qureshi, so it's MSHAFSAQURESHI. But if you're Muslim and queer, there's the London Queer Muslims who are also on Twitter. There's Hidayah, there's Iman LGBTQ, Stonewall are really friendly. So do check out those organisations.
Brilliant, thank you so much.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride!
All good? Okay. Okay, can you introduce yourself to our wonderful listeners?
Cool. Hi, my name is Asa. I am a university student and a poet.
And what brings you to Black Pride today?
I came to Black Pride because as much as every day it is nice to try and be yourself, there are specific events and areas where you can feel like you can be completely yourself. And that's what Black Pride is for me.
How are you enjoying the day?
It's nice. It's always nice being in a space where you can see people being unapologetically themselves, and that's what you get at Black Pride.
So what does Pride mean to you?
I think, to me, Pride is about not diminishing yourself and not shrinking yourself in whatever form that means for you. Pride doesn't necessarily mean you have to be loud. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be flamboyant. Pride is about being like, I exist and I exist loudly, and that loudness can be seem quiet, but for me that's loud, and I think that's what Pride is.
And if people wanted to listen to your poetry or like see all of the other amazing things that you do, how would they do that?
Probably follow me on Twitter at so that's at IFEGRILLO, and that's the best way to catch up on everything I'm doing.
Amazing, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Alright, are we ready? Okay, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, I'm Skylar. I'm non-binary. I'm here from Great Yarmouth.
So you came all the way from Great Yarmouth? How long do you travel for?
That's about 3.5 hours, something.
Do you have to go back tonight?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And what brings you, why did you make that journey? What brings you to Black Pride?
I wanted to come here with my friend. I've literally never been to a Pride event before. I was told this is a bit more chill, so.
And how are you finding it?
Overwhelming. I'm usually very bad at crowds of people, but it's really nice, the atmosphere here. There's kind of.
Have you been to the smaller stage?
Not yet, only got here recently.
Okay, so the wellness stage is like a little bit quieter and there's less people, so it's a bit more chill. What does Pride mean to you?
I think it's just really great seeing people being able to be proud of stuff that other people want to push down and just like have a space where it's safe to do that.
I really like your pin. It's this side on your head, the rainbow wheelchair symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get it from?
Oh, Jean got it for me from Pride last year.
There's a Tate Museum and they did queer market kind of thing, and also exhibition as well. So there's this organization there, so I talked to them and they gave it to me. Unfortunately, just the name of the organization is a bit slipped out of my mind, but yeah, it was amazing to get to know this.
I'm non-binary and I identify myself as asexual, and my pronoun is they, them. And also today I'm wearing this non-binary flag. I got it like 2 days ago. Yeah, but finally I made it, so it was good.
And what brings you to Pride today?
Actually, I came to the Black Pride last year as well. I went to the Pride last year and also this year, but Black Pride is much more chill and I can meet lots of different people and organizations I've never seen or never actually known before. So I really like Black Pride, but this year it's massive. I was a bit overwhelmed. Yeah.
And what does Pride mean to you?
Well, I know there are lots of different opinions for the Pride, but for me it's like really empowering, encouraging, because people express themselves really freely. I can see so many people in like really unique fashion. They're just walking really naturally. I really wish it was like everyday thing.
Amazing, thank you. Yes.
Okay, hi, so do you want to tell us who you are?
Hi, so I'm Jesse. I work for the Outside Project, which is the UK's first LGBTIQ+ homelessness shelter.
Great. And what brought you to Black Pride today? Let me say that again. And what brought you to Black Pride today?
So it's one of the biggest like LGBT events in London. And we kind of wanted to be able to represent our service here, wanted to be able to like let people know that we exist. A lot of people in the LGBT community, especially in the BAME LGBT community, will be experiencing homelessness and maybe not even realise it. So for example, if you're sofa surfing, you might not realise that you can access homelessness services. If you're staying with friends, you might be able to access homelessness services and might not realise. So just sort of getting that message out there, letting people know that we're here. We also run a weekly hub as well, which is a sober space.
Okay.
And kind of letting people know about that. At the moment, it's in Camden and Castlehaven. We're going to be moving to Clerkenwell for a couple of months in our fire station building. So just sort of, yeah, letting people
great.
Know about
and
our services.
Tell us about this great game that's going on right here.
So this is a replica of the Stonewall Inn made out of cardboard.
Wow.
We have plastic beer bottles and pink balloons with police hats on. You have to throw the beer bottles and either get it through the window or get one of the police officers off.
Oh, that's so fun. were you at Pride yesterday?
No.
Do you want to share your thoughts?
So I'd been to Pride in London like every year since I was like 18. And then last year I came with the project and it was sort of like, it was very hot. We were waiting a long time. Drag queens were quite rude to me. And it kind of felt that if you're someone who's from a more marginalised part of our community, it's not really somewhere that's for you. So I kind of felt like it's not something that I really enjoyed going to. And I sort of, yeah.
Well.
But the Outside Project was there without me, though. So they joined the parade at the back of the parade. They had
some fantastic chants.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I heard about this. but we were blocked by Pride in London staff and by the police from joining the back of the parade. And I know that in previous years, like anyone could join the back of the parade, even if you weren't part of a group. If you just kind of wanted to march, you could. And it seemed like that has maybe changed in recent years.
Yeah.
But we went with LGSM, so Lesbians and Gays Support the Migrants. And we went with African Rainbow Family. And we went with our guests and volunteers from the shelter as well.
Right.
But I didn't personally go.
So finally, tell us what Pride is. So yeah, if we get you close to my screen.
Yeah.
specific thing. I think there's two sides of it. One is like a big corporate celebration that's not really for me. and then one is obviously a feeling of pride in your community. Yeah. I think there's kind of disparate definitions to it that don't really match with things that are called pride often.
And where can we find your organisation?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to pick up one of the leaflets to get what the name is. So, God, it must be on here somewhere. So we are LGBTIQOutside.org, and that'll have links to all our social on it.
It's great. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Hi, so do you want... Ready? So do you want to tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Alex Leon. I work for the Kaleidoscope Trust, but I'm also an activist, writer, campaigner, all those things. Oh, someone's put some in my pocket. Oh, someone's just put some condoms in my pocket. Happy UK Black Friday. Anyway, yes, so that's
I'm
me.
I'm going to pretend asking who you are, because I know who you are, because I've been following you on Twitter.
I'm very, very flattered, Oz. I'm very flattered.
So tell us what brought you to Black Pride today.
So UK Black Pride is always my favourite day of the year. I think it's kind of like QPOC Christmas. And the reason is I love Pride of London. I think Pride of London's a really important event. But what I really appreciate about UK Black Pride is that I get to kind of celebrate every single aspect of who I am, right? Not that I can't do that at Pride in London, but this is a safe space for me to express myself however I want. And it's also a lot of fun. Like, it's just, it's community focused. There are people who are having really interesting conversations about really interesting projects and initiatives. But also it's just fun. It's just, I see all the people that I love. Yeah. We're all together. We're all volunteering. We're all doing good stuff. I get to do fun podcasts like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of love in the room. Well, it's not a room, but there's a lot of love on the field, right?
So you've been coming for how long?
I've been coming. This is my fourth, maybe fifth UK Black Pride. The first time I ever went, I came alone and I was very scared. As many, I think a lot of people do that with prides, right? You go alone. I don't know about, a lot of people that I know have gone to prides alone. And I was really scared, but I met so many friends. I had so much fun. Because again, it's like everyone's sort of, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's, everyone's in a really good mood and everyone's like smiley and lovely. And there's families, people of all ages, of all skin tones. It's a lovely atmosphere.
And finally, tell us what pride means to you.
Oh my goodness. What does pride mean to me? I think pride for me is the experience of not feeling like I have to explain any aspect of who I am. Getting that sense of just being able to belong and not feeling like I'm having to go, oh yeah, I'm gay, but I'm also brown. Oh God. Like it's sort of, everyone's just smiling, everyone's happy and I feel at home. That's what pride is, right?
Beautiful. Yeah. And where can we find you?
Where can you find me? Gosh, I mean, I'm not going to give you my full address, but...
Damn it. That didn't work. I'm kidding.
So I'm on Twitter. I'm Alexander Leon, Alexndr Leon. But also please follow Kaleidoscope Trust. So we're an international LGBT human rights organization doing really important work supporting activists in countries on the front line who are fighting for LGBT rights. And we're at @Kaleidoscope_T on Twitter and Instagram.
Great. Have a great Pride.
Yes, you too, both.
Yeah, hiya. My name's Lily Maguire. What brings you to Black Pride today?
Well, it was my first time. I'm actually here with my best mate's mum and her sister. And I went to Pride yesterday, so they suggested to come in trying it out. I'm just having a great time.
How are you finding it?
I'm absolutely loving it. This is so wicked. This is absolutely fabulous. Really cool.
And what does Pride mean to you?
If I'm honest, Pride means family to me because I've been coming to Pride since I was 6 months old because half my family's gay, my mum's a lesbian. So to me, it's just kind of like love, being a kid, being allowed to be there, being a part of a wider community, to be honest. That's my mum ringing actually now.
Oh no, you go for it. That was perfect. Thank you so much. We're recording? Okay. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. Hi, my name's Travis Alabanza and I'm an artist and a writer.
And what brings you to Black Pride today?
I just feel like Black Pride, for me, is the staple moment of the calendar. I really try never to miss it. It's such a beautiful time to be around community. To me, it is the Pride. It's not even Black Pride. It just is my Pride day. So yeah, it's a beautiful time to just relax and celebrate.
And how are you enjoying it today?
Lovely, lovely. I'm still getting in. I feel like Black Pride only really heats up at about 4:35 onwards. So I'm just enjoying the swing of it, seeing old friends, really lovely. Haven't went and seen the music yet, so I'm going to wait and do that in a bit.
And what does Pride mean to you?
I think Pride means to me resistance. I think that's, for me, is where I like have to hold Pride. Resistance and joy. I think so often queer and trans people can only ever exist in relationship to our trauma, in relationship to our hurt, and we get very stuck in understandable cycles of always constantly talking about our pain. And although there is pain in Pride, I think it's really nice for me just to see people being joyous and celebrating and smiling and meeting people and being around people. That's what Pride means to me.
And if people can, how can people find your work?
A quick Google search will do it. But yeah, you can find me online. I'm on tour at the moment with Burgers, so that's my new theatre show. Yeah. I love it. So please come and support that out. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Press record. Okay, if you want to introduce yourself, maybe.
Okay, I'm Candice Riley, the first black queer woman to stand for TDC in Thanet, for the Women's Equality Party under 30.
Amazing. That's such an achievement. And why are you here at Black Pride today?
So, main reason I'm here is I really wanted Women's Equality Party to be seen as an inclusive party and also community for LGBTQ plus people, and also to be really immersed in this beautiful environment as a queer black woman.
How are you finding Black Pride?
So far, really electric. Yeah, I've met some really cool people already.
Have you been to Black Pride before?
Sadly, no.
It's my first time too.
I've always been around doing something, It's always collided with something. So this year I had the outfit packed in March and it was like huge X and busy, put the out of office on Thursday.
And can we just ask, did you go to Pride yesterday?
Yes.
How did you find that?
So it was amazing. Our leader, the first black queer woman to be a leader of a party in the UK, spoke on the women's stage. She was amazing. Nice. Do look out for her, Mandy Reed.
Excellent.
So you brought some signs. I'm really enjoying this. Uh-oh, now you've pissed off the queers.
Yes.
That's excellent.
During this time right now politically, I'm sure quite a few of the queer community is slightly teed off with the selection of future presidents of our country. So, you know.
So if people are listening to this podcast and they're really inspired by you,
yes,
how can they support you?
Just
a little dance
in
interlude.
So how can they support us? Okay, first, please do support us by following us on Twitter. That's WEP_UK. Another way that you can support us is look out for the Hackney branch if you're residing near Haggerston Park. We have a GLA candidate, so look out for her. Other ways, get involved in some of our campaigns, anti-violence towards women. Some of our other campaigns do involve the allyship of LGBTQI+ people as well. So that's another way to get involved.
Okay, one final question. What does Pride mean to you?
Pride means the celebration of all myself and my body.
Amazing. Well, I hope you have a great time celebrating.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. Hello, I'm Beverly Knight.
Yep. Brilliant. Can you just tell us how you're finding Black Pride today?
Black Pride today is wonderful. It's warm, both literally and in terms of the energy and the spirit here.
Yep.
I love being around people who are just so inclusive. The diversity is wonderful. And I'm just here as a major, major, major ally. So, and I'm loving my life.
Great. And what does Pride mean to you?
Pride means being bold, being you, unequivocally. And of all the years that I've had the honour of being someone who's come along to Pride or supported Pride, it has just been fantastic to see people who are unashamedly themselves. It's so important that you can love who you love with no question.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I actually feel like we should have just recorded us and our shenanigans. The whole of
coming
the
out of tapes, behind the scenes, take one.
It's like live stream our lives.
Oz and Keris awkwardly approach people. They fail.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Coming Out Tapes. I have been your host, Keris Bradley, and I would like to say thanks to Scary Boots for the artwork, which is available to purchase on Redbubble, Michaela Moody for the music, and Alex Lathbridge of the Smart Material Collective for his support of the project. If you want to get involved, please tweet at us, as we'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and questions. If you liked this episode, subscribe and leave us a review or recommend us to a friend, because it makes a big difference.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.